This is Akashwani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today. The conference, which is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau, NCB, aims to address the growing concern of drug trafficking and its impact on national security, with a special focus on 8 states and union territories of northern India. During the event, Mr. Shah will launch the drug disposal fortnight drive and inaugurate the new office complex of the NCB's Bhopal Zonal Unit and the extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India has the potential to reach $100 billion in combined exports from the food and beverage, F&B, agriculture and marine products industries in the next 5 years. Addressing on the sidelines of Indus Food 2025 in New Delhi, the minister emphasized that the target is achievable, requiring a combined annual growth rate of 14-15%. The minister urged Indian companies to invest in innovation, better packaging, sustainability, and to mechanize their processes to enhance hygiene and efficiency. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India aims to establish itself as world's largest destination for data centers. Speaking on the sidelines of the Bharat Climate Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, India can realize this goal due to its interconnected grid, clean power, data security and trained workforce. The minister mentioned that the country is one of the best performing countries under the Paris Agreement and is well ahead on every goal. An Assam rescue team retrieved another body from the flooded coal mine at Umrangso of Dimahasar district this morning. Rescue operations by multiple central and state agencies continues for the sixth day today to locate remaining workers who have been struck inside the illegal rat hole coal mine after water gushed into it. Earlier, one more body was retrieved by the team from the flooded mine. On Monday, 9 workers were stuck inside the coal mine after water entered into it. 2 persons have been so far arrested in connection with the incident. In Punjab, Aam Aadmi Party MLA from Ludhiana West constituency, Gurpreet Gogi Bassi, died after sustaining bullet injuries to his head late last night. Sources said the AAP MLA was rushed to Dayanand Medical College and Hospital in Ludhiana by family members, where doctors declared him dead on arrival. According to family members, Gogi was cleaning his revolver when an accidental discharge caused the fatal injury. The police are currently investigating the incident. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, laid the foundation stone for a new assembly line to produce laptops at the state-of-the-art Chennai facility of leading electronic systems design and manufacturing company Sirma SGS Technology Limited in Tamil Nadu. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said this facility marks a significant milestone in the Make in India initiative as Sirma SGS collaborates with Taiwanese brand MicroStar International to produce laptops for the Indian market. In Uttar Pradesh, a grand 3-day-long celebration to commemorate the first anniversary of the consecration ceremony of Ram Lala's idol at the magnificent Ram Temple in Ayodhya is set to commence from today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Temple on the 22nd of January last year. However, the anniversary of the Pran Pratishtha ceremony is being celebrated today due to the alignment with the Hindu lunar calendar. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a state visit to France, followed by his participation in the Artificial Intelligence Summit, scheduled to be held next month. In the US, at least 11 people have died in the devastating firestorms raging across Los Angeles County. According to preliminary numbers from state and local officials, more than 13,000 structures have been destroyed in the fires. In badminton, Indian pair of Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face unseeded South Korean pair of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho in the men's double semi-finals of Malaysia Super 1000 tournament in Kuala Lumpur today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.